Mark Roberts.
The second one, bonjour.
7/27/65. Today's 3/3/26. 60-year-old gentleman, warehouse manager, single, has two kids. He does smoke, he does drink. He says 6-pack a day, but I believe it's more than that. He comes in today with a right calf pain. He says that while he was working, he pulled his calf muscle. Earlier this week, it's getting better, but he wanted to get that checked. He wanted to get his blood pressure medication refilled and get a check all over. He quit taking his medication because one of them made him stupid, in quotation. He found out later it's the Crestor, but he never started other medication. His blood pressure is quite elevated at 163/97, period. Medication? Make a list, please. Allergy none, then Crestor 20 milligram. He will take it at bedtime from now on. Lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 20-25 once a day. Metoprolol succinate 25 milligram once a day. COVID immunization is and childhood immunization is up to date. Allergy none. He made a medication list. Medical problems: hypertension, hyperlipidemia. History of varicose veins, severe. History of ETOH use, COPD, tobacco abuse, surgery. Had a stent in his heart. A couple of years ago, the doctor told him he can stop taking aspirin or Plavix.
Hey, Robert, I'll take care of him. Have a seat.
Right knee. He has a left, he had left knee surgery and heard a pop in his left knee, and that's on the calf. That's where pain is coming from. Social, he does smoke, as I mentioned. He does drink. He's single. He's not willing to stop drinking or smoking. We talked about that today. Family history: mom died of heart disease, stroke, dad died of old age, Alzheimer's disease and stroke. Lab work is due today. Colonoscopy, never had one, but he wants to proceed with the Cologuard now. We'll order the Cologuard. Abdominal ultrasound is with slightly fatty liver noted, echocardiogram LVH. Carotid ultrasound, carotid stenosis minimal. Lower extremity, no sign of DVT or PVD. No evidence of DVT or PVD noted on the ultrasounds either. Next number, carotid ultrasound. We need to recheck that in about 3 or 6 months. Next number, Cologuard order. Next number, upper and lower extremity, no DVT or PVD noted. Next number is moist heat. Next number is off work another few days. He wants to be off work for till next Monday. Next number is he's still not taking his Plavix. Ma'am, he needs to go to work next Monday. He's not taking his Plavix. The cardiologist told him he can stop it. Next number is Crestor, 20 milligram, number 90. Lisinopril, 20-25 hydrochlorothiazide. Metoprolol succinate, 25 milligram, will refill today. Next number is blood work, will be called and discussed with patient. Next number is, even though he's not interested in stopping drinking or smoking, next Monday.
We're going to send you next Monday. To go to work next Monday.
He knows that this is a detriment, and he needs to slow down, and he needs to stop taking any of these medications. No, he needs to stop smoking and drinking, and we talked about this at length today before leaving. Next time we'll call patient with the results of the blood work. Thank you.